Fascinating event this weekend coming up in Castlemaine. It is called Gather, and it's an opportunity for people to attend a kind of public town hall type event to share reflections on the pandemic and where we might go from here. Alex Kelly is one of the organisers, and she joins us now. Alex, good morning.
Morning, Robbo.
This sounds a bit like a sort of a self-help therapy group for hundreds of people.
Well, hopefully it's really just a chance for us to lay eyes on each other and have a bit of a yarn about what on earth we've been going through, because everyone's been experiencing the pandemic differently. And I think all of us have missed that kind of sense of community, really.
Yeah. And obviously, you've really hit the right nerve for people wanting this, because you've had already over 100 RSVPs.
That's right. Yeah, we're expecting a big crowd down at the Theatre Royal on Sunday. So, yeah, we're really hoping to get lots and lots of different kinds of people there to hear from students and seniors and different people involved in the arts or different industries, construction, et cetera, just to see how things have changed or been affected and how people have got through.
Yeah. I understand, obviously, the thinking behind it, but how did it come about? How did you actually put the wheels in motion and come up with the idea?
There's a group of us here called the Castlemaine Commons, and last year we did quite a few sort of discussion shows that we did on Zoom and broadcast them on YouTube, and we've sort of kept having conversations with diverse people in the community about how the pandemic impacted them. And then when the restrictions started to ease and we started to realise we're looking at the possibility of gathering together, we thought, let's do that. Let's gather.
Yeah. It really is so important to bring that back, isn't it? Because that's the main thing I think that people have missed, is just interactions with, well, family, friends, just other human beings.
I think so, particularly spontaneous things or surprises or meeting new people. So we've all stayed in touch with people that we already know through social media or phone calls or walks and, you know, so on. But we haven't been meeting new people or hearing from other people that are, you know, might be 2 degrees of separation from our normal circle. So I think actually that's something that a lot of people have really missed. So yeah, that's why we're really hoping to get a really big crowd along.
One of the things that I think is just wonderful about this is, if I'm correct in reading this right, that it's not going to be a case of somebody up there talking to an audience. It's going to be the audience talking and sharing their personal views as well, which I think is really important for two reasons. One, obviously get it off your own chest, but also it makes people realise that they haven't been alone in terms of these sorts of feelings and emotions that they're going through.
That's right. And we're really hoping, so the first half is this sort of rotating microphone passing around, different people coming up and down on stage and everybody trying to have, you know, we're trying to keep it short but get lots of voices in the room. And then the second part is just sort of open mingling, and we're hoping that people will walk over to someone and say, oh, I heard you saying that about how important walks in the bush were for you, or I heard you saying that about how tricky it was doing homeschooling and being a single parent in the pandemic, or I heard you say this about what was going on working in the health services. And then, you know, there's people that are going to be talking about climate action and different campaigns in the community, and yeah, we're really hoping to get people talking and connected.
Yeah, and talking of community too, I mean, the Theatre Royal, it's just a great and an iconic venue in the heart of Castlemaine as well, to bring people together in as well.
Absolutely, and it's got a really rocking beer garden now with the Love Shack Brewery there too, so, you know, we'll have indoor and outdoor spaces and lots of room for people to gather. So, yeah, it's great that we're doing it there.
It's so Australian, isn't it? You know, we're going to get together, we're going to share thoughts and emotions, and it's got a rocking beer garden. I love it.
For those that like beer, there's beer.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, Alex, how do people go about being involved? I'm assuming that still opportunities for more people to come along.
Absolutely. Yeah, look, it's a free event. People can either book in advance. They can find it through the Castlemaine Commons on Facebook. It's just called Gather. They can find the event and the try booking to book in advance. We just want to keep track of numbers. But if people don't manage to book in advance, just come along to the theatre between 1 and 4 on Sunday afternoon.
I think that
My two-year-old might be there too.
Yeah, well, obviously, it's fairly keen to get a bit of air time itself. So. Hey, just before you leave us, so tell us, I know tickets are free, but you're also looking for a $5 solidarity ticket towards event costs, which would
are up for popping $5 in the hat, that'd be great, just in terms of paying a technician and setting things up at the theatre. But if that's a stretch, that's fine. Just come along. The most important thing is getting all the voices in the room.
Fascinating. Great event. Good luck with it. Alex, thanks very much for talking
to
us about it. Good on you. See you now.
Bye-bye. Bye.